שכח.
רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. The Maisa, a famous Maisa, told that the Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yoel, was once leaving his house to go to the Bes Medrash and daven Mincha. In Satmar Yodua, they daven Mincha relatively late. And as he was leaving his house, there was a famous Rosh Hashiva, Mitnei Kvedei, I won't be Peiris, Bishmai, a well-known Godel, was going into the Satmar Rebbe to Rezachivar Anin. So the Satmar Rebbe, Tachan Shuldik, he asked him, you know, but he had to daven Mincha. So the Rosh Hashiva was not a chosid. And he sort of gave a bit of a whatever, and he said, "Ich wushin gedavn marv." And the Satmar Rebbe, Kiyadua, was not someone you wanted to mess with. He had a very astute, sharp tongue. And he answered, "That's the difference between Chassidim and you guys. We turn night into day, and you people turn day into night." It's a very sharp word. It's a tifa word. What's pshat? We're standing on the threshold of the darkest, l'chur, the darkest 3 weeks in the Jewish calendar. Ben HaMetzorot. And yet, as I say all the time, the pasuk says in the beginning of Eicha, Kol Reitzfeo, Hisiguha Ben HaMetzorot, which is Gimatria, Tefillah, and Torah. And as the Chaim HaSaril, for Rabbi Leibish of Lanzut says, the Rosh HaTevis, Kol Reitzfeo, Hisiguha Ben HaMetzorot, is the Oisius HaBrocha. That the MS Kiyodua, I say every year the word of the Kajutur Magid, Navoy, this is Troll, B'Shem the Magid, the Mezrich. That it's comparable to get into a king, to the palace, the Fnaiv Lifnim, you have to be a somebody, you have to be a Gans Rashke Bahar, you have to be worthy. Arbor, when the king is made, or the monarch is making a walkabout, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, he could. So he says, when the Abishter relives the Churban, and he becomes Kvayochel, a homeless deity, it's in the 3 weeks that Kol Reitzfeo, anyone who's looking for the Eibishter, for Kedusha, Hisigua, you can have Asoga in Ruchni, is Dafka Bein HaMitzor. Kiyadua. And I've said many times, the Marsho and the Choyris, and the Oyev Yisrof and Abderov, that the 21 days or 22 days of Bein HaMitzorim is the mocker of all Moyadim, of all Yom Tovim, of all Simcha, of all Bracha, in the whole year. And the Erla Shamayim brings that the Gemara says in Kiddushin, what is the chazoka for karka? Karka, kesef, tar, chazoka. So the Gemara used the expression in the Baba Kama Daftes, me'emes ha'ave chazoka, michi dayish amitzu. And he explains Kabbalistically, dayish is a anagram, what's the word in English? Anagram of shin dalad yud, which is the moker of ala brochas, dayish. And Michidayish Amitzur, that a person who is Isaac and Tayra and Tfila Ben Hamitzorim or Kolor Fel Isigua, Dafka, you can make a chazoka and bring all the brachas and all the sheth and parnosa for the entire year. In other words, you have a day which superficially, externally, seems to be dark days, it seems to be nacht, and a year has the kuyach to mahapich, the kolos into brachas. Which, as the pasuk says, I say it every year, Eis Sora Hili Yankiv Umimena Yivoshea, Eis is Gimatria, Tammuz, Eis Sora is Gimatria. Hello? Yeah? Eis is Gimatria, Yud Zayin Tammuz, and Eis Sora is Gimatria, Chodesh Tammuz, and nevertheless, Mimena, from the dark days Gufa, the brachas which come through when you mahapich, the kolos into brachas, are higher than normal brachas, as we'll discuss. And therefore we see, that's the idea of Kol Reitzfeo, Hisigua, Bein HaMetzorim, Gimatria, Torah, and Tefillah. Because Dafka through Torah, Ha-Foichpo, one is Mahapich, Midas Adin, Midas Arachnim, as Chazal say. And we have a principle, Barossi Yetzirah, Barossi Torah, Tavlin, Torah is that which belongs to the powers of evil, brings it back to the Tzad HaKadusha. And everyone knows that Tefillah is Gimatria, Nachal will be Metzorim, Dafka the Hepech of Bein HaMetzorim. And these are the tekuiches, which is the tekuich of Yankiv Avinu Nachal B'li Mitzorim. And therefore, the second Sforim HaKadoshim, the pasuk says, Vayistim Esav is Yankiv Al HaBroch. What Esav HaRosha, who shulit in these, can't fanem, is that a Yid has the Indian of being Mahapich, the Kola into Bracha, and the MS Esav, the Samach Mem, has no Shlito whatsoever. When that's the deep shot, and the Gemara says that all the Brachas, the Bilam HaRosh, this week's Parsha, all returned, they were, came close, except for Bati Kinesias or Bati Midrash. The one bracha that remained was Matoivu. Hello? And as we'll soon discuss at length, you cannot understand the Gemara Kipshut. Verdav Hobben Zain Brachas, the Matoivu, Lemi Pivan Uchayim, right? It means that when a Yid, if I care, the Satan Svarim Akdashim, the Satan Rebbe, Berach Mishin, many discuss it. The Pshat is that when a Yid comes to Shul, I gather there's an opinion. Halacha, that Ami Zecharno Mayoat Zehaftera. There's a mitzvah kaponim midivrei Kabbalah to remember and to learn and to internalize the message of this week's parsha of Vayapech Hashem Lekecha Sakol LeBrachos. And how do we do it? Not from Dilum's brachos Nishkan Kolos, right? So pshat is when you the Reb Chuna once said that his Zayda the Marash Engel. When he used to be the Balkoira, for Parsha's Bolok, he lay in the Parsha with Givaldige Kavonu with his Eurus, Mamma's like, Yom Kippur. Because through Bati Kenesias or Bati Midrashas of Klal Yisrael, that gives the Kuyach to Mahapich, the Kolos, and the Brochs. That's why we rebuild, that's why it's called, Habrocha is Gimachia Reish Lamed Beis, which is the Dalit Milurim, the Shem Avaya, Absab. Ban and Maz, we discussed many times, which is three regolim, Pnei Hashem Likecha, which is also Reish Lamed Beis, etc. Lahoyer, what's the gematria of the word brocha? 227. Klola, 165. What's the difference? 62, which is gematria matoivu. The matoivu is the hefrish between the brochas and kolos. When a yid understands, the Bayis Godel, Hashem Begadlan B'Torah, Begadlan B'Tfilah, which is the Orin and the Mizbeach, the two in Yonim of Torah and Tfilah, Yom HaHapich all these days into something special. And that's the reason. You're not going to be a rocket scientist, a mystic, to figure out that Davka La'olam, you always read Parshas Bolok. B'smichus to Bein HaMetzorim, either this year it's Davka Shavuos B'Tamuz, it's always B'smichus connected, because that's the theme of this week's Parsha, Behektim. It's brought in the Galamukas, the new Megalamukas, that the Sach Hakel of the Karbonis of Bilam were 21, which is Luchuvin connected to 21 days between Shavuot Betamuz and. Okay, we're not going involved in the Ched. I'll just take Megalamukas. I'm not even. Yeah? You with me? Hello? Why Dafka did Bilam try to tap in to Bein HaMitzorim? The default. He says, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just quoting him. There's a certain klipa called Ketev Meriri, which you know from Parshas Aziz. And you'll know this from Shulchan Aruch, where it speaks about not walking alone, because the klipa of Ketev Meriri is Shoylit Ben Amitzor. Right? The klipa of Ketev Meriri, which is the klipa of Ben Amitzorim, was the power of Dilum HaRosho. And it's Merumah, says the Megalamukas, which called Dvorov is Pele Yawanovi. It says, the Chazal say, Lekom b'Yisrael kim Moshe, aval bu'umas ha'olam, kom. You're not going to be a genius, kom, is l'trikin, ketev meriri. That was good. Who is this ketev meriri? Shvarta, whatever. It's the clip of the chayolim, the soldiers of Yishmo. I don't know if you realize, I discussed this many times in the past, I'm not repeating it. There's a whole Indian of the Chibur of Esav and Yishmael, which is why the Egel HaZov was Shoyer and Chamoyer, and Kava Chesed, which is Yishmael, is the from Avinu, the Chesed, which is perverted, distorted, and Esav, Achor B'Chotichia, which is the Gvurus of Yitzchak, when they get together, Vertachurim. And that's why Esav married who? Bosmas, right? The Gros says Bosmas is Netrikun, Boer, Shoyer, Mava and Taveiro. Hello? Alle Schwarze Klippes, whatever. That's Ketev Meriri, right? And therefore, where was the Kuyach of Bilam for his Kishufas, whatever? He had a Psekansa relationship with an Osun. You know why? Hello? Who's an Osun in the world? Huh? Yishmol, Amad Shulachem Lechamur, Amadoyim Lechamur, right? Osin is Gimatria Yishmol Ema Oisius. I'm not going to win the Nobel Prize this year for peace, right? And it says in Kabbalah that the Yishmol was Nizgalgul in the Osin of Bilam because he was over on Mishkav Zohar Bimei Avram. That's the Yishmol, you know, Zima, Mamish, yeah? And therefore, the klippa of Yishmol, as I've said many times, I don't want to talk about, is a klippa called Aksa. If you're not familiar with it, I've said it 100 times. You know, in the Zmir, Shabbos, the Rizal, Tzivochin af Aksin betelim u'shvisin. Shabbos, which is 7 days of the week. Beforehand, you have Friday, the day of the Yom Tov for the Muslims, and Sunday for the Nosrim. On this we say, V'hosr Satan milfoneinu me'achreinu, and that Tzivochin af Aksin on Shabbos betelim u'shvisin. You don't got to be a genius. You ever go to a place called Yerushalayim? Yeah. They got a tumah based turfa on our, right? That's called what mask? Aksa. Right? Aksa 571 is Gimatria Ketev Meriri. Hello? You with me? Which is Nirmaz in the Sefer Tevis, the Sefer Tevis, Ish Bar Lo Yeda. Again, Aksa Ketev Meriri. I'm not going to the whole Arichas, Yosef bin Yomin, can I get Esav, can I get Arichas with the Gavir? I'm not going into this. Right? And therefore, the point is the Klippa of Bilam, which is the Yamin of Klippa, right? The opposite of Bolak, who's the Enagel of Loit, Miloshin Litus, also Klola. The opposite of Avram Avinu, Litusa, as we explained many times. Therefore, they get together two opposites, Bolak and Bilam, and Dafka Bilam wants to tap into where? Bein Hamitzor. It says in Pasuk, Vayelech Shefi, said the Balaturim, Shepishpish lechvechipes be'ezer shah toiv lekal Yisrael. When is the appropriate, the auspicious moment, Chas v'shalom, to give Hepech HaBrochus? Then it says, Vayosem el amidbor po'om of Sechazal. One of, what does that mean? He went to Me'oirer the Chet Ho'egel and the Chet HaMeragel. You don't got to be a genius. That's Shavosr, Betamuz, and Tishabel. That's Bein HaMetzorim. And therefore the Pasuk says, Vayamayid b'mokoyim. Sar, this is Bein HaMetzorim. You with me? And the funny thing is, the Chakavar brings in the Sefer Divin Avtalia, Meirut Yigavort. At the end of the whole thing, it says, Vayar Bilam ki toiv be'enei Hashem levorech es Yisrael. And I said last week, before, the 2 months of Tammuz and Av are the two eyes, as the B'nai Yisrael is Meirut from the Kutit Torah from the Rizal. Es stands for Av and Tammuz. That he's trying to chaparain to Mekatrin Kal Yisrael and Bein HaMitzorim, which are the dark, dreary days for Kal Yisrael. Therefore, he's looking Vayelech Shefi. So to understand this, there's a vort in the Moses that brings. He said, "Bramiri dika vort." By Yankov Avinu, it says, "Vishafti b'sholvim el beis ovi v'hayashem." What's pshat? The purpose of Yankov midasativ eres, beauty is the music, the harmony, the synthesis between his father and his grandfather. Between the Chesed of Avram and the Gvurus of Yitzchak. Therefore, El Beis Ovi is Gimatria 456, which is what? Avram Yitzchak. You don't got to be a genius to work that out. The thing that I understand, it's a very deep idea. The Gemara says in Psochim, Vayigdal Hayeled Vayigomel, that the Eibush will make a Suda Gedele for Tzadikim, Biyoim She Yigomel Chesed Lazare Shalhum. Hello, it's the Gemara, Yitzchak. Valderach, everyone knows the Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Beit Tes, the Gemara says, La'asidlovi, the Eibush will tell Avram, Vanecha Chotu, to Avram will say, Yimochu al Kedusha Shemecha, and say, Yankiv, Dafki Yitzchak will say, Paul, you like the whole question of the Gemara, and therefore will say to Yitzchak, Ki Atovi, Telcha, Mele Avram is Midas Achesed, Yankiv is Rach, Dafki Yitzchak, which is Gevura, he'll be the Melech Toivan Kal Yisrael, and the Eibush will make this Gevaldi Gesuda, Vizari Shal Yitzchak Dafka. Says the Yisabrach, and it's a word all's form. Anyone knows basic 101, right? I said before, the kids are the greatest sodim, the greatest brachas are dafka when your mahapich gvura is that which seemingly is concealed, that which is covered, that which you don't see, the kedusha, the chesed, the shem is eclipsed, and you dig deeper and you go with Naivil with Moshul, the Moshul says a beautiful Moshul. If you go to the palace of the king, the olden days when a king was a king and Chaim Vamoves were based on his whim, and you stand there and all the honor guards and all the Gansa Taksisei Amalucha, Tzechatzach Ashrek, a person is enveloped with fear and trepidation. But once you go in, lifnai v'lifnim, and you go to the king, b'chvayidiv atzmai, the pasuk says, b'oir p'nei melechayim, and there's only, you know, the only panam asbiris. V'al derech zeh malchusa da'ara, kei malchusa da'rakiyah, l'mayla, when you're in the presence of the Eibishter, lifnai v'lifnim, this ach toiv v'chesed, ki imcha mekar chayim, b'oir chanir, oir, on the outside, superficially, there's the pachad and the gvura. And therefore, there are two brachas. The pasuk said by the Akedah, ki vorech avarech. Says Rashi, white double expression, double verb, echad la'av, echad la'ben. There's a bracha ta'avram midas achesed, and there's even a greater bracha for the brachas nchsodim that when gvur is on Yitzchak is mishapik nchsodim. You want to hear a gevaldi gevort? Hello, Avram and Yitzchak. I said before is gematria 456. Which is Gimachi, how much is Boruch? 228. How much is 228? Kivorech Avarecho. Times 2, 4, 5, 6. Which is Gimachi of Tammuz and Ov? Which is Gimachi of Eyalok Shefi? Hello? So, the Bekitzer, the introduction to the Parsha, is that the whole theme of Bein HaMetzorah, which is why we have Boruch, is to Mahapich close the Boruch. Based on this, let's just analyze a few, so many things, so many midrashim I could talk about, just a few simple, basic, close to Nekudas in the parsha. Pasuk says, "Vayomer l'kim el bilam, loy seilich imoem, loy soer es ha'om." Don't go with them. Don't curse the people. Why? Kibor. So Rashi says. So when the Eibusher told Bilam, "Loy seilich im kein akalum b'mekoyimi, I'll stay at home and curse them." Right? Said the Eibusher, "Loy soer es ha'om, mikom." Im kein avorchim. If I can't curse them, says Bilam, I'll bless them. Amar lei, so the Eibishter tells Bilam Arosha, Einam tzrichim l'birchosecho. Ki boruchu. The Yidin are be'etz and gebench. They're blessed. They don't need you Rosha, you pitomei. They don't need nishkan brachas. Moshel, oimrim l'tziro, you tell a hornet, right? Loi miduv shach v'loi miyutach. I don't want your honey, I don't want your steak. Could you understand this, Chazal? Let's be pashas. In 1 minute, he wants to curse them to oblivion. Chman al Islam. Okay, I can't curse you, I'll bless you. Is there anything between that on the dial of emotions? Everyone, you don't curse, you bless. You don't want to curse them, don't curse them. Number one. Number two, if the Eibishter says to Bilam, I don't need your dvash. Right? So why is it he's mishtadl three times to put the word of Hashem in his mouth to get brachas? If we don't care about it, so what the whole parsha's bolok all about? Forget Chazal said they wanted to convey a bolok to be said every day in creation. It's a chosh of a parsha. If it's irrelevant, like we do, unachmer all the meforshim the shem Yishmol. There's numerous maimori Chazal in Medrash the Eibishter Davka wanted that Bilam should give brachas to Kol Yisrael, and here Rashi is telling us like we do shechu amiutzuch. By the way, a tziro, I would imagine, produces honey. That's what Rashi said. I have no, right? Does anything else produce honey?
A bee,
a dvira. So why did Chazal say, Moshel l'tziroim l'tziro? You tell the hornet. A bee is a more, I don't know, you know. Wait, hold yours. Okay. Can I tell you another simple klutz kasha, which bothered me with a little child? Kasha mendel rim l'vras and divim l'achem. Lomer zogin, whatever, Bilam has a kuyach, pepeh, to give brachos. Yeah, fine, great, gvaldi. Could you tell me, explain me, poshut, to explain to a simple 5-year-old, what in the world is the value of a bracha, that someone gives you a bracha of a liboy bal imoy with no chayas, with no kavona, is totally insincere. What is the value? Poshut, right? V'liboy le'nachim. Hello? No, I guess I know a simple klutz kasha, but a basic question. Make believe your bulk and your kingdom, your sovereignty, your whole Rashka Bahakshaft is in jeopardy. So, and you have a Bilam who's a great Rebbe, he gives brachos. So what would you ask him for? Give me a bracha. I should stay on the throne, we should defend the realm and gemara. Why does he say it in the negative to curse the Jews? Why don't you get a bracha for yourself? Nachazach. We said before that all the Chazal say all the brachas returned chazul the kolos except for matoivu batikin asiyusu batin rosh. The Satmar Rebbe asked in Berach Moshe, Neil, if he gave a what? A klola. You say the klola of ayapich Hashem lekech as a klola lebroch. But what did he say? He said brachas. If what he said was brachas, hello? So how are you mahapich the klola into brach? It never was a klola in the first place. Put a kotzkash. It's an obvious question. Hello? So this, let me ask you two more questions. Just at the end of the parsha, Bilam dismally fails in his endeavors to curse Kal Yisrael. Everything is turned faker. He comes and he tells Balak, I got another eitz. Right? What's my eitz? He came shall elu say nizima, and therefore the story of Bnei Yismayev. And what in the world is the kesher between the failed klolos that he tried to do and now Bnei Yismayev? There's 101 averis you could... Next, and who was the one who stopped this terrible magefa? Pinchas. And what is the reward of Pinchas? Right? He becomes kohen. I mean, the Eibishter has an oitzer mole of rewards, of goodies that he gave. What's Pistafke became a kohen? What's Pistafke? So to understand this, let me tell you another klotz kasha. But do me a personal favor, do not repeat this kasha to your wives. I tried it yesterday. I gave a lady shir. My wife was there. Right? It's complicated. We have enough tzoras shalom bayis as it is. You remember Parshas Chayisora Kindumani, a fellow called Eliezer, and Avram sends him, the shlichus, the mikzivugim. So it says when he repeats the whole story in retrospect, he goes through the whole shaklavataria. Ulai leisoiva isha lecha secharai in Chazal say, Rashi brings, it's written defective. Eli, Eliezer had a daughter. He's like the doilu mashker, the domestic Eliezer, the head of the rabbi, the mask of the liter, Eliezer, and clinic. Rosh Sanhedrin, not a holy person. It's Galgun Kolov, we always say, yeah. The Rebbe has a son, I have a daughter, I'm like second in command over here, right? Yeah? I'm like a shidduch. So what does Avram tell Eliezer? Bindi Boruch Vaato Orur Vain Or Mizdabik Baboruch. Alf getting fine, you have a nice CV, right? Up at the end of the day you're gescholten, you're cursed, I am gebenched, and Ashiduch is a sir. Yeah? Anyone here married? Yeah. You know the Balaturim? That when the Abraham created mankind, Zohar un Nekeva Borum. So Balaturim brings the Chahainer Rabbis and Rishon Rabbi and Ephraim, the Rosh Hashanah, the Balatosis. Yeah? Zohar is Gimatria Brocha. Yeah? And the Keva is Gimatria Biklol. How it actually fits in, I don't know. We work at the whole list in the Balaturim HaChodosh, the Perushim, explains different. But Akapanam, Zohar is Keneged Baruch, and the Keva is Klol. Yeah? And if you have an axiom that Ein Orem is Dabik Baruch, how do you ever get married? When it says v'dovak b'ishli davka, when ayn orim is davik b'boruch, don't repeat this question. The emes is pum fakert, right? The question is fakert. Chazal say aliba de emes, right? Chazal say that a gemara for the pasuk says motza isha motza toiv, right? And the gemara says yevomis kol ashari b'le isha. Person doesn't have a wife is shari b'le bracha and b'le chayma b'le teira b'le teiva. He has nothing. He's a plag gufa. He's a half of a mensch. In the modern language, they call a bachelor is called a ravak, from the root word reik. Garnished, empty. Chazal said the Gemara says about Metziah Daf Nun Tes. La oylem he aldam zor bechvein ishti. She ain't a bracha Metziah, but the chbeis shel aldam ele bechvein ishti. She nemer Avram heitiv bavur. Haynu da omar ravel ben mechuza. Right. He told the local people, right? You want to become wealthy, respect, give honor to your wife. Is the charaya every woman in the house? Is the mekayim brach? In the gemig Yisrael is when chosen kala go into the yichud room, the chosen asks the kala to give a bracha to the chosen. Ki yadua? You never heard? It's a bit late, but ask your wife now. Your wife is the holy lady anyway. You can ask. The point is, hello? Yeah? You know the Tzemach Tzedek, when the Rebbe Marash, his youngest son, got married, so the Kala went in the day of the Chuppah, the Tzemach Tzedek, to get a brocha, And afterwards, the Tzemach Tzedek asked the Kala, she should give him a bracha. And the Kala was a smart woman. She answered back, oh, that's Krat Mayor Chazal, so take off. Va'alti birchas Kala had yitbinach. Right? The bracha of a Kala is a chgvalt. Right? Because the woman is the mocker of brachas. Well, mit them all you tell me, Zachar in the cave is bracha and kol. But it's not. In other words, what does that mean? Hello? So I'll tell you a very, very profound, deep, deep vort. From Ramot Zilber. Other places in David Cohen from Chevron. I'm putting everything together. But the etzem, the taich, the meaning of brocha, right? Whenever you have a yichud, a union, a synthesis of two opposites, that's when you have brocha. So, for example, you don't have to go very far in Chumash. The first letter of the Torah is the Beis Rapsi of Bereishis, which Chazal say is connected brocha. Why is there a brocha? Because Bereishis bore Elikim as a Shamayim ve'as Oretz. When you have a yichud of Shamayim ve'oretz, you have brocha. Zohar and the Keva, two opposites. Therefore, what is the beginning of Parshas HaZivugin, Parshas HaYesorah, before the first Jewish Shidduch? Vashem Beirach es Avram Bako. Shidduchim, Nisuin, marriage, two opposites, Zohar and Akeva, needs Dafka Abroch. Therefore, when Avram is Bashvert Eliezer to find a wife, Vashbiacha Bashem Elikea Shamayim, Velikeorz. Because Dafka, the idea of being Me'achid Shamayim Ve'oretz, right? Two opposites, that's when you evoke bruch. Which is why he says, Simno yod chotachas yirechi, which is midas hayisod, ki chol ba shamayim va'oretz. The Zohar is ki da'achim. You connect, you join shamayim va'oretz, which is neshama and guf, which is ochre and nekeva, you have bruch. Therefore, as the Baral famous says, the word borech, the root word, beis, reish, chof, are the second in the aleph beis in the order. Aleph is one, double, multiplicity is two, beis. Yud is 10, in the 10 digits, Chof is 20, Kuf is 100, Resh is, so when do you have the root letters Borech? When you have a multiplicity, and you join them, you connect them. And therefore, Tavke Eliezer, after he became the first Shatrin in the world, Yotza Mikal Oror V'nichnas L'Kal Borech, because Shidduchim is connected to Broch, as Chazal said. Where is the primal source for klala? It all starts really b'emes b'poyulus after Adam Arishon. That's the first klala in the world, huh? But it comes from the chet etzadas, etc. But really deeper, al pi kabbalah, it comes originally in the beginning of creation on day 4, that the Eibershter created shnei ma'iris hagdolim, and the levana tainid ein shnei malachim mishtamshim b'keser echot. So the Eibershter said, as the Gemara said in Chulin, l'chivit esmati esatzmei, make yourself smaller. In other words, originally there were two equal, luminous, radiant bodies. Now there's the Shemesh, which gives off light, the Yoreach, which only reflects light. So now you have a world, and this is in science, in physics, I can't even begin to tell you in 100 areas, where the yesoid of philosophically, conceptually, of everything in the world is gebuyt on this principle, there's a mashpia and a makabel. One who gives, one who takes. Shemesh, Yireach. Zohar, Nekeva. Day, night. Hayosh B'Ksav, Hayosh B'Alpeh. Etc., etc., etc. Bepoyul, right? Yeah? What happened was, when man declared his UDI against the Rabbein Shalil, now there became this pirut, this poru du kobeloven, between the Shoma and Guf. Now the Guf becomes a nifsit. The hepech of the union of yichud, of unity, which is bracha, and now became klo. Grader of David Cohen, Rashi and Chevron, maybe they can say for Mizmor LeDovid. Again, Tzalichas and Amaymer. He says, we'll soon see. Avram Avinu is the tikkun from Chet Etzadav Kiyudua, the Ovis Hakdoshim. Therefore, they are bracha be'etzem. By Avram, it says, heyei bracha, right? Bilam, who manifest the three negative traits of Ayin Ro, Nefesh Rechova, and whatever, and Ruch, is the Kinna Taiva Vekovid, which is Mitzian as Odom Min Olam, is reliving the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And therefore he's a Shtikul, a Mechus, a Chevtza of Klol. And Yidin are Be'etzem, not just we have a Bracha, Heyei bracha, we become a mokar, a chefza bracha. You with me? So, in other words, simply, the way the Eibishter created the world, in its defective, incomplete state, is mashpia mekab. Which otherwise, yichudi lo yichudi tato, which is Moshe Rabbeinu and Yankiv Avinu. Moshe is Rashi Tevis, Shnei Me'oiris HaGedolim. Out of the world, Pirush Min Isha, Yankiv Milosh and Ekev is the Zichu Chamato, etc., etc. Which is Kriyash Moshe Shachros, Kriyash Moshe Meiriv, Yom and Laila, Kahanim, Nichlas, Lechum, Trumalsam, the Koyin, Gimachi Eved, comes in Mavarim, whatever. And therefore, the din is, the Gemara says in Psochem, Kol HaMitzvahs Mevorech Aleihem Oyver La'asiyosen, the Gemara says in Psochem, in order to be able to do a mitzvah, which a mitzvah connects, Safso, Chibur, heaven and earth, you need to bring down the koyach of a bracha, bring down kedusha the shechinu lemat, and then you become a different person. Chazal say, one pasuk says Hashem ha'oretz umloye, the other pasuk says Hashem ha'oretz nosen l'vei odom kan koydim bracha kan lacha bracha. The Gemara says brachas. After you make a bracha and you declare the balabatishkeit, the sovereignty of the Eibishter, right, you become a different person. You become a source of bracha. Right? And you now have an effect on the world to change and to elevate the world. Right? You with me? What happened? We have an Avram Avinu, which Avram Avinu takes the neshama, and the neshama is mezgaber on the chumrius of the person, which is why Avram is begimatria chamoir, 248. Right? He elevates, he refines, he subliminates the chumrius in a person. The neshama is mezgaber on the guf, which is the inyan of the Zohar being misgaber on the Nekeva, mashpia on the Kabul, right? Then you have, what does the pasuk say in Novi? Habitu el tsur chitzavchem, right? Avram Avinu is milosh and tsuri is mahapich to choymer into tsur. Which the opposite is, right? By goyim, even when they're mashpia, the pasuk says, v'chesed le'umim, chatos, as the Gemara said in Baba Basra, that kultivu, da'avdin, umos, o'yvigilulam, is like garmayu avdin, they're not really, they make believe they're mashpiam, and they're chsodim, and they win the Nobel Prize, and Barack Obama, of givaldi. Or it's all the garmayu, they're not mashpiam, they're mekab. In other words, as the Zohar says, and it's a principle in life, the sign of kedusha is that you're mashpia, you share, you give others. The sign of klipa is you take. And therefore, Bilam, the root word of Bilam is from the word bolua. He wants to take. The first of the seven Melachim, Bela. Same idea, to take. And the purpose of life, although the Eibishter made Mashpi and Mekabel, that's the system, and you can't undo it, whatever feminists may say, aber the purpose of life is to change the Mekabel into a Mashpi. The person who's receiving, at the end of the day, as the recent hit song goes, "Anu biyotcha kebelavad kechumir biyadoyt." Over the end of the day, the yichud of Kodesh Bichu and Knesset Yisrael is that Knesset Yisrael is not just a passive recipient of Hashem's chsodim. Is that Yisrael the finest of Jewish mind? We give back. We reciprocate. We do. We change the world. We make a dira b'tachfeinim down here. So that's pshat. I think that the Balaturim, right? Chas Shalom say a woman's a kol. That's ridiculous. You would never get married. Because in our, it's pshat is, there's a zocher in the keva, mashpi and mekabel, and the Zohar says, those are the two bechinas, right? But the purpose is to mahapich the mekabel into, let me give you a dugma l'madover dayna. Take another feminine malchusic trait, Shabbos. Who is mashpi to whom? Bepashtu, superficially, externally, a simple ishbar, looks at it and says, when do I work? When do I manipulate nature? When does industry thrive? When do we handle? The weekdays. And fakert, misha torach be'erev Shabbos, yechol be'Shabbos. Shabbos is menucha. Shabbos is passivity. So Shabbos gets all of its brachas from the weekday. Val derech said, what Shabbos is to time, as it's discussed many times, Yerushalayim is to geography. Olam shel nefesh. Right? So Yerushalayim is Shabbos in time. Therefore, the bracha that Pirus Yerushalayim Aleinu Gam Yisrael Val Yerushalayim, right? The whole Chadoidi is Yerushalayim and Shabbos. Yeah. In Yerushalayim, is there big technology, big industry going on? A lot of agriculture. You ever see anyone in Yerushalayim work a day? No, doesn't happen. It's come to mention. That's Yerushalayim, right? Where do you get your pro? You got to eat in Yerushalayim also. You bring Meister Sheni from Haifa. You bring it to Yerushalayim. Al derech Shabbos, we should talk about erev Shabbos. But you and I know that Shabbos is the mocker of all the brachas. As if Yerushalayim is the tzinor, the sulam, where all brachas and mankind, the planet Earth, come through Yerushalayim. Val derech said the wife, who's mashpia the zachar, who's mekabel the nekeva. But who is the emes and mokar abrach al derech Shabbos of derech Yerushalayim? Al derech, the purpose of a yid is to be mashpia to mefarnes levirim shemayim, to give the goyim the bereshah for nachas ruach. That comes when you mailed the malchus. That comes when midas hagv. Chos and Kaula, Zohar and Nekeva, is Chesed and Gvura. When you mahapich the Gvura is into Chsodim, when the Makabal becomes a Mashpia, then you come to Emesah Brachas. That's what Pinchas Friedman says. The Chlol, it's not different between Chos and Kaula, but generally, what is marriage, Nisuin? You have a Chos and Kaula, she was learning in Tzem, and he was learning in Yeshiva, right? So till now, what did you have? The parents were the mashpiim. It doesn't apply in Manchester or other places, but normally in the world, right? The parents are called the mashpiim, and the son and daughter are called the mekablef. When you get married, l'chura, they're taking the ksuva, contrary to conventional wisdom. Now what happens? Hello? Wow. The boy and girl, the chos and kala, now have to become parents. They have to become mashpiim. That's pshat. Everyone knows the famous word I've said 1,000 times. Is rakoy the rupshitzer. The shidduch zo il yofizan. What's pshat? We know the yichud of Yudke Vovke, right? And Yudke Vovke, Avaya 26, and Adnai 65 is 91, Giman She'omein, etc., etc. By Yoyim Ahu, Yehavaya, instead of 91, it'll be 96. We have Omein, Omein Sela. Sela is eternity, right? Omein is 91, Sela is 95. The Shidduch Zo'iliyof is the Geula happens, you'll what? It'll be Gimatria Yofa, which is 95. Yes? Which Pshat is, as the Kamarna famously says, Hengo alti eschem achris kereishis, when the achris of the Shem Avaya will be the same thing as the reishis. It'll be Yudke Yudke, not Yudke Vovke. Then comes Gul. What does that mean? Yudke Vovke. Every school child knows, every like, 421. Yudke is Avoim. Every drush you ever went in a chasana, ish v'isha zachu shchina yud kei isha zeira vov kei is the 6 meters zeiranpin masculine ben and the heitato is malchus. Are you with me? Hello, yeah. The feminine av v'aim ben and bas. Very simple. What is the purpose of life? That the ben and bas or makabel from the av v'aim stand on their own 2 feet, as we say in colloquial English. You cut the apron strings, the biblical cord, and you become himself a mashbir. When that happens, the vavke becomes the yudke, right? And then you have gula, which is the reason why every chasana is a precursor for gula. Kiyadua. I'm not talking to Meirach. Yes, hello? Which is the reason, says it's a new vort, I never saw it before. Because Friedman says, that's granted one of the numerous taimim, the minig is that under the chuppah, the chasen breaks the kos. It's a funny minig. Besides this, all the reasons that you're doing. Because a kos is a keli. A keli is a receptacle, a makabel. The chasen has the job to break the keli, no longer is a makabel, now you have to be a mashpia. You do a divorce from David al Dinover and Samach David. When man sinned, Adam, first verse, he sinned. What was the Aveira? The Abish speaks to him. Ki shamata bekol yishtech. The problem is you listen to your wife, or the problem is you're the shagas, you ate the forbidden fruit. Oh. But you're supposed to be a wise man. You're mahapich the tzinoiris. The ish is supposed to be mashpia and the ish is supposed to be makab. Instead, what did you do? You listened to your wife. So your wife became at a makabel, a mashpi, and you became the makabel. And aveira geres aveira, and that caused the churban, the whole destruction, death, and gloom and doom and doom. That's generally in marriage. Marriage is to change a makabel, a ben and bas, into an avoim. But in marriage gufa, the husband is the mashpia, chesed. The woman is the makabel gevura. But the purpose is to, at the end of the day, it's the woman who has the baby. Right? Who produces the family, who raises the family. Asher alkei, the purpose is to change from a makabel to a mashpia. Because the idea in Yiddishkeit, kedusha means to give. Klippa means to take. Bilam, balua, to take. That's why, if you're interesting, just parenthetically, I don't know if you realize, Bilam and Balak share 2 letters. Right? Beislam. Balak has a kuf. Bilam has an ayin mem. What's the mili of ayin mem? Also 100. Work it out. Hello? Kuf. What's the idea of kuf? Without thinking too deep. You go to your psychiatrist, they put you on a thing. Association, you play games, you know? Kuf is what? klippe, Chazal say, is kekuif b'fnei b'nei odom. It tries to make believe. It's like, when the Eibush created the woman, what letter is it? Or this world, El Hazar for that matter, is hey. Yeah? As I said 2 weeks ago, if you take the hay and the regal of the hay, you put it all the way down, Ragleo Yordus Moves, you get the letter Kuf. Samachmen is Gimatria, Kuf, 100. What is the opposite? How you mevatel the Samachmen, the letter Kuf, accepting? Hello?
Cut the corner.
What do you know about 100 in Kedusha? In Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says there was a terrible Magefa, people are dying. What? David HaMelech said you have to make 100 brachas, can I get the 100 adanim in the Mishkan, can I get the goyva heichel, which is 100 ammo, to once again, 100 times a day, stop what you're doing and realize there's a bashefer in this world and we're in his hands, etc., etc. And therefore that becomes a kuf of kedusha. Kuf is gimatria mokim. Right? Yeah? Therefore the Valturim says there's two places with tagim on the kuf of dveikim, batim advekim basham alikechim. And likewise on the pasuk says vikom ha'om azev v'zona, also tagging on the kuf. If you're lacking, if you're moyes in the kuf brachas and the Beis Hamikdash, comes a churb. Says the Barna V'Rav from the Jikover Rapshitz or Geza, I'm really good safer. He says as forth through kuf brachas, what do you do? David made this to the Magefa. It's death. You take the word moves, death. Rachman al Islam. And you add a kuf into moves, you come to the word mosuk. Sweet. Yamamtik vurs. Hello? Therefore, nu'um hagever hukum ol. Ol gematria, 100 gematria, right? Nu'um hagever hukum ol is gematria tokum. Again, the same gematria. Tokum. Ato tokum terachim sin. What do you know about tokum? How many days are there in 21 days? 21. What is gematria vavaya? 26. How much is 26 times 21? Huh? Exactly. Tokum. Right? Actually, if you count up the 22 days, inclusive of Shavuos Betamuz and Tisha B'Av, and the 18 hours till Chatzos of 10th day of Teves, of what do you got? Vayter Tokum. The purpose is to be Mamshif the Kuf, to Sakora the Ebershter, not to take, to be able to realize that everything is from the Ebershter. Okay, now let's get to this. Let's begin this year now. Now we can start. Ish tsar v'oyiv. This Rosh Merusha, this Bilam, which by the Ben Yoyod says the milui of Bilam is gimatria tzoros. Ish tsar. Therefore, he's in Tebein HaMetzor. Right? What do I know about him? Is he shayach to give brachas? The pasuk says, Toiv ayin hu yivoy roch, and Chazal say in Soitel HaMetches, al tikri yivoy roch, ele yivorech, only a person who's a toiv ayin give a broch. There's no one else who's ayin ra than Bilam Arosh. Hello? He can give a bracha, and mentos, you sincere, chas v'shol. Yes? You know who gives a bracha? Kehanim, Zera Aaron, Oyev Sholem, Roydev Sholem, Vorech Zam Yisrael Bahav. Bilam is not shayach to a bracha. Hello? Be'emes is the Mephorsh, but I can pass it. Even Balak knew this. Balak says, Ki yodaiti eis asher tivoyroch, nu zabal koirir. Mivoyroch. Vasher to'or, you are. It should have said, Ki eis asher tivoreich, yivoyroch. Anyone you bless will be blessed. Anyone you curse will be cursed. It's name. Bilam had zero kuyach of bracha. T'chayin ra. He knew bitztagninus through chveis neshua, through his osin, through his table, psoira, whatever, right? He had the yudeya das elyon, some hocus pocus, whatever. Kuyach zeftub. Right? So when he knew a person is destined to what, it's not my egin aprat, everyone says this, the Sefunu says it, the Rebbe Bachayu says it, the Kliyokr says it, the Rechayim HaKodesh says it, the Sfasemna says it, the Hamikdor from the Tzid, the famous word. He knew when you're destined, your mazel is going to get whatever, he gave you a bracha, shkoyach. He knew that's destined to happen, based on your mazel, he gave you the bracha. And you, Shmerel, you think that this Bilam had koyches, and gave me a bracha. He knew your mazel, he's day adazel. Yeah? Therefore, I understand why Bola couldn't ask Bilam, bless me for my government. Just that, your blessing is garnished. I know you only bless those people already blessed. Or maybe you can mechaven es hashod the kelzoyim bechol yoyim. You give a curse their mazel. So remember when the Austin tells Bilam the shoyta einer ki kisani ze sholish regolim. You want the chapazach with the umma who keeps what is the fact? Maybe we keep shatnez. What's the stuff? Sholish regolim. Because what do we know about Regolim? That Elam Yedei Hashem Asher Tikru Oysam Al Tikru Oysam Al Atem Atem Filu Mutoyim Al Vishayim Mizidim. A Yid is a balabos over Zman. A Yid is a balabos over Mazel. Therefore, you could curse till today, to tomorrow is gurnish lemipicha nuchayim. We don't care what you say; you're totally irrelevant. Ich darf the shabbat nein uktzach, darf dein dvash. I don't need anything from you. You're totally irrelevant. You have no shlit on anything. Gerade. In other words, that's why Rashi Chazal is medayik. The moshel of the dvash here is coming not from a dvira, from a tziro. Did the Eibishter want this bracha, the whole parsha? Yeah, he did want it. He put his words into Bilam three times to gevaldige brachas. The Gemara says the difference between dvash dvoirim is kosher and the dvash tziro is treif, because the dvash doesn't really, the bee doesn't really do anything. It takes the pollen from the flower and spits it out. It doesn't have any personal impact on, that's kosher. Masha enkin the tziro. I'll tell you a story. Don't scream at me. Shimon Hirschler tells a story that he heard from Mordechai Druk, who's an eunuch of Chaim Zonnenfeld, that once there was a terrible tzora in Yishalayim, the Shas Mitzukah, they're not to eat, they were pashut. So Chaim Weizmann, the head of the Zionists, came to Yishalayim, he's going to help everybody out. All the Chador. I'll be a bit of Limudichol. So Chaim Zonnenfeld said to him, Weizmann, loy mi duvshach, loy mi uktzach. To which Chaim Weiss was an idiot, he was born in Pinsky, probably went to Cheder as a young person before he rebelled against whatever. So he said, "Ein hamoshel doy milimshel." The whole world is geboyt on uktzach and duvshach. I go to work, I sit there in a horiv, I slave, b'zei asapecho. At the end of the month, my balabos gives me a paycheck. So in order to get the dvash, you have to have the uktz. That's the seder of the way Eibishter created the world. Chaim Zonnenfeld is very smart. He says, "Ein hamoshel doy milimshel." When you work for your balabos, your balabos gives you your schar, your tashlum, your reward. Right? Here, Chaim Weizmann, is that your money? You go around the whole world snoring, you make zillions, and you want to give me, right? It's not even yours to give away. But that's only a good marshal for the dvoira. But here he's saying a tifa, it's a tiro. What I'm saying now is the Shem Yishmul. Then Mr. Maskel of David and Rashi says, it's a tiro. You want to give you personal brachas. Bilam HaRasha. The bracha of a Rasha is horrible, is terrible to a tzaddik. Varaya. When Lavan, by the way, according to some, you know who Bilam was? A Gilgal of Lavan. He was Lavan. His father was Lavan. Whatever. He's in the family somewhere. Spiritually, physically, basically. Look in the Magad Machadash's pages on it. Yeah? Ikshiyah. He said, "Achiseinu at hayil alfei revovim." Because of that, Rivka Imenu became an akora that they shouldn't say the brachas come through Lavan Arush. The Eber said, "Ich daf nish hoben dein brachas nish and good nish and bad. Let me dufshach, let me uchzach." Right? Elamai, what's the whole parash about? When we say lekom novi oyd biyisol kemoish avu umas elam kom, so the famous Tzaddik and Pritzaddik, it's brought from Chaim Brisker, and numerous Briskers for him, and the Chedushim of Shulam David Salavechik, and the Guru Zitzak from Sarotskin. The uniqueness of Nevuas Bilam was the Eibishter was speaking through him. Then Mr. Chaim HaKadosh says the same word in a different, right? In other words, a normal Navi. Okay, excuse young and late. Gotta say, a normal Navi, I'll say a Gemara, a plea to Gemara. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Moshe Kosov Sifrei, who Parshas Bilam. Everyone goes, crap. Is Parshas Bilam not part of this book, part of the Sefer Torah? There's hundreds of answers. Reb Chaim Brisker answered, everything else there was in Nevuah. Moshe wrote it, and it became a part of the Chefs of Torah. Right? Moshe Enkein Parshas, the Nevuah of Bilam, was said as Shechina medaberes mitoch groinoi. The Archaim Kodesh says they should make a hefsek between piv and diburi, whatever that means. It didn't come from Tommy, Yitzchak not Tommy. It was the Eibishter speaking, right? And therefore, it wasn't his brachas, it wasn't his kolos, it was only the Eibishter. The fact that it came from him is al derech. That's taka the reason it said in the form. We taka bencha kala by the badekinish. Achiseinu atayi. Even though Chazal. Because we want that the Malach Ro, Bal Korcha Yana Onu, which is the total bittel of the Samach Mem, where the Yid Aner Ken, the idea of Kuf, which is Gimatria Samach Mem, and you separate, the Gemara said in Soita, the Eibishter will Shech, the Yetzirah. The Shalom says, he'll separate between the Samach Mem and the Aleph Lamed. And Yisparv the kalpayali oven, and then kedusha will be mizgalgo is the charaya. To cut a long story short, the very important, interesting lesson. Sometimes people think out there in the world, in the secular world, by the guyim, there's gewaldige brachas. If you only, the emes is there's nothing there. I'm old. The person could live an illusion. The world is perverted, distorted. Tom. Right. The brachas come from the Eibush. The brachas only come from a mokar of kedusha. You can't get brachas from whatever. And if a person realizes that even when there's a time of concealment, Ben HaMetzorim, but the etzim is the gvuris, really the shayrish is the deepest chsodim, then we're zoyechataka to the atatokum, to rachim tzin, kol redfel, yisigua, Ben HaMetzorim, and we get the ultimate brach of gula.
But you said the issue is a makabal.
Issue is a makabal,
you said.
Because
you stay in makabal
when she comes to Mashpia.
No, she goes to Mashpia. Hold up and Bob
Zatsu. What?
531. When he just says
I can't remember. I have to look at it.
Go away! You say stop hitting. You just pushed me out.
Yes, I push you. Don't have me mad.
For sure, good luck.
Thank you.